BG Mania, a video game music podcast for October 1st, 2020, is presented by LevelDownGames.com. On with the show. You're listening to Calestilum Finale Termini from Genshin Impact, released September 28th, 2020, composed by Yupeng Chen. Twice weekly video game music and discussion podcast brought to you by LevelDownGames.com. I'm Brian, and if you're new around here, what we like to do on the show is challenge ourselves to never play the same track more than once, except for special occasion episodes. Each and every Wednesday, myself and a special guest will sit down and chat about a particular topic, theme, game, or composer while listening to some really excellent music. Then on Saturdays, we'll have another episode up for your weekend listening pleasure. That is slightly different from our normal Wednesday episodes. Some weeks it'll be a musical review, other weeks it might be something else, but what it will always be is on the shorter end of things, so that way, both episodes should keep you under 2 hours each week. I know we haven't quite fallen into that formula yet, but we will, I promise. We've also just been kind of thrown off by uploading some of our older episodes that went missing after we moved to Anchor.fm. So remember, we are doing that. And remember, if you have yet to do so, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to us and leave that 5-star rating and a review so we continue to climb those charts in terms of search results. Today on BG Mania, it's time for another monthly mash. I know we're technically in October, but this is still the wrap-up show for September, as we posted an episode the other day, and like I said, it's kind of thrown things off over the last few weeks. Didn't want to have back-to-back uploads, so... Remember, though, the monthly mash is a new thing that we started last month in place of a radio hour, but it does have a very similar premise. We'll always have 4 tracks from me, 4 tracks from Jessica, 3 from you, the listeners, and 3 from recent stuff that we've been working on over at Level Down Games. That opening track is from Genshin Impact, which is a game that honestly just came out a few days ago, but I've been putting so much time into it, really almost nonstop since it dropped. I probably have been playing that the most of anything over the past like 3 days. I knew I was going to like it when they started showing info earlier this year, but I didn't know it was going to be to this extent. It's awesome. Check it out if you've yet to do so. And tune in this coming up Monday to the Lowdown Games podcast, where we will likely chat about Genshin Impact some more. But I think it's time that we bring Jessica in here. But before we do so, let's check out my block of 3 for this episode. Pay attention to this first track. You're gonna love it. You're listening to Paradise Stay Forever from Paradise Killer, released September 4th, 2020, composed by Barry Epoch Topping, with Fiona Lynch on vocals and Fabian Hernandez on the saxophone. Listening to Tension from Ease 1 and 2 Chronicles, released July 16th, 2009, composed by Yuzo Koshiro and arranged by Yukihiro Jindo. You're listening to Best Room from the Ninja Warriors, released February 1994, composed by Hiroyuki Awatsuki. Right, and I'm back in here with Jessica for another monthly mash, this time for, well, I guess it's technically for September, but it's posting on October 1st because we're running a day behind.
Hello, guys. Happy October.
Yes, it is October 1st. It is the Halloween season, or it has been for, I don't know, it feels like a month or two now, and if you go to any store.
No, I went to the store, and it's just all Christmas at this point.
Well, that was just Big Lots. I think other stores still have some Halloween stuff out.
Okay, but still, like, one store is too many at this point.
Anyway, we are back with an eclectic mix of music for this month, and we did things the same way we did it for August. So I had the first four picks this episode, and I know I really haven't talked. I did talk a little bit about the opening track there before you joined me in here. But the opening track, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Callistinum Finale Termini from Genshin Impact. I didn't talk much about the game itself. Genshin Impact, you were kind of sitting here watching me play it a little bit while we were listening to those four tracks.
Yeah, but you're showing me like they're different.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a free to play game. It's available on PC. It's available on PS4, and I think it might even be on mobile devices. Yeah.
It does look cool. I like that style of game though. So it does look. It draws my attention.
Yeah, it's an anime style open world, very inspired by Breath of the Wild, but it's got like a Japanese gacha style system where you are spending your currency that you earn in game, or you can buy it for real money and, you know, get packs basically, which will come with weapons or the chance for new characters and that kind of stuff. And I've just been kind of spending what I earn in game, and I've actually gotten a pretty decent amount of characters and a pretty couple cool characters. So I'm happy with what I have, and I've not spent a dime.
Yeah, and he was showing me, and I was like, so that's the powerful character, because they are a little bit slower. And I was like, all right, that one's further away because it had the spike or whatever. And then I like when characters have their own different thing.
Yeah.
Enjoyable. Watch, I think that's like every game. I don't know why I'm saying that this one's any different. I mean, that's pretty much every game. All the players have some sort of specialty that they have.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, I don't know why I thought anything different. It's been a long day.
The block of music that we just played before you and I came back in, though, there were some really strong tracks in there that I do want to talk about. And the first one that I did play was Paradise Stay Forever from Paradise Killer, mm-hmm. which is a game that I've kind of been playing a little bit. I do need to get back to.
Didn't we already do a track from them?
No. This just came out this past month, and I have it on the Switch. You played it a little bit on the Switch as well.
Okay, I think that's why. I'm like, this game sounds familiar, but okay. Yeah, that's probably what it was then.
You played a little bit of it, but I've played probably a little bit more than you.
Because this is one you said it's like Danganronpa.
Sort of, yeah.
But it's more of like aliens game. And sci-fi to me, at least from what I've seen.
You've only seen the beginning, but yes. It's a detective-style game, though.
I love those kind of games.
And then, I don't know, man, it's just really jazzy. It's really cool. I love the lyrics, the sound of this. The entire soundtrack is really, really catchy for a game that really kind of flew under the radar for a while leading up to release and then came out. And then people were like, holy crap, this is actually really good.
Yeah, I never even knew it existed until Brian was like, you should check out this game. It's just like Danganronpa, because that's one of my favorite game series. And I tried it out for probably like 10 minutes or so. And it was pretty good. I mean, I'm very eager to play it. I'm just really busy right now getting things ready for my future podcast, but I'm excited to play it once things are kind of cooling down a little bit and I have more time and attention to spend towards it.
Yeah, for sure.
The track was amazing, though. I really like it. It makes me eager to now play it. Like, right. I'm like, all right, let's get this going.
Yeah, I know. And I really want to get back to it. I just don't know when I actually will. You know, there's so many awesome things coming out, and the next gen is almost here, so...
So many games, so little time.
That's always how it is for me, though, because I try to play everything and then just get lost in the shuffle.
Well, he
falls asleep. I don't actually fall asleep. That's you.
I know.
I don't fall asleep while playing
games.
I'm
the one that falls asleep. He'll be like, Jessica, and then he looks over. That's why if you guys ever see any of my gaming things, if you're like, wow, she spends so much time, I promise you, like, half of that is me sleeping.
Exactly.
That's why I don't stream. I would just be sleeping.
That's like Dan.
Hey, we need to sleep to continue to be what we are or
that
whatever.
Makes no sense.
I don't.
The
part out.
The middle track that I played, I'm not cutting it out, I'm leaving it in.
Oh no.
The middle track that I played was from Ys 1 and 2 Chronicles. And I actually was updating the spreadsheet that I used to kind of reference back and see what we've played and what we haven't before. It's been several months since I've updated that spreadsheet, so I actually was doing that last night and earlier today, and I noticed, you know, we did play a track from Ys 1 and 2 Chronicles earlier this year in our Snowy Levels Part 2 episode, and when I was typing that into the spreadsheet, I was like, that is a really good soundtrack, so I started listening to it for a little bit, and then this one caught my attention, so I stuck it in here for the episode. I actually booted something else out to put this one in, so maybe I'll put that one in later into another episode or another monthly match.
You do that because you love Ys, right?
Yeah.
He does. He loves that series.
Yeah, I mean, Ys is an awesome series. So.
It's a little too difficult for me, but the soundtracks in that game are absolutely amazing, and I know you've played games like soundtracks from them before, at least from like different ones and whatnot, and each one, every time, blows me away.
Because it's Falcom. Falcom music's so good. So.
It's amazingly good.
Yeah.
That's why everyone knows Falcom.
And then my third track there was from The Ninja Warriors. And that's a game that, I don't know, it's been on my mind recently. I did play through that remake of it when it came out. I want to say it was earlier this year. Maybe it was late last year. I don't exactly remember when it was. But again, just another soundtrack that I've been listening to recently because I do enjoy that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another track that we've just not played yet. So stuck it in here. That was my logic behind my tracks this month.
Don't worry, guys. My tracks are way better.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding. I think they're both equally good.
They're definitely good, but you have a reasoning behind your tracks. But before we get to your tracks, we do have a block of tracks from our listeners out there.
Yay, I love listener tracks.
However, we're actually going to be playing three tracks from the same person. So
who is this person? I'm very curious.
A Danielson 23, and they actually left a review over on Apple Podcasts, and you know, they just said absolutely superb show, pretty pleased. Would you do a Horizon Zero Dawn episode? And we have played a lot of tracks from Horizon Zero Dawn before. And I do want to do a Horizon Zero Dawn episode when the second game comes out.
Because at this point, we've already played too many to where we couldn't make a full episode out of it.
Well, really. I think we still could, but I don't want to. However, I will offer up a block of 3 tracks to Horizon Zero Dawn for you, A Danielson 23, on this episode, or I guess I should say this month's monthly mash.
Horizon Zero Dawn has a phenomenal soundtrack.
It does.
So honestly, this might be both of us.
Yeah, so
this just might be both of us.
We're going to take a listen to a block of 3 from Horizon Zero Dawn. Actually, it's 2 from the base game, 1 from the DLC, The Frozen Wilds, and then you and I will be back after that. You're listening to Years of Training from Horizon Zero Dawn. Released February 28th, 2017, composed by Joris DeMann. You're listening to Song for Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn, released February 28th, 2017, composed by Joris DeMann with Julie Elvin on vocals.
Oh,
listening to Out from Thunder from Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds. Released November 7th, 2017. Composed by Joris Damon. That middle track there, Song for Aloy, it's basically a remixed, non-musical version of Aloy's theme. But I actually put that one in there because, man, it just gives me goosebumps every single time listening to her voice.
It's so beautiful.
Like, the way that she's able to vocalize those hums and just make it as beautiful as it is. It's really incredible to listen to.
It's hard to make a song that beautiful without any words.
Exactly.
Damn, does she do a good job. She does such an amazing job. And she tells a story by simply humming.
Yeah.
And that's so incredibly hard, and I'm jealous. Like, I'm so jealous that she can do that. That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And then Years of Training, the track that we played first there, one of the more popular tracks from the base game of Horizon Zero Dawn.
That's the one that I typically think of.
There's that, and then there's the main theme, which is also basically Aloy's theme.
Yeah, but I mean, between the first two, like the first one that we listened to, that's the one that I usually think of when I hear.
And then there's also the track that plays, which we've already played, but it's the one that plays in the theme for the PlayStation 4, the dynamic theme that they released for Horizon Zero Dawn. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people use that theme. I myself used it for, I want to say, over a year. And
yeah,
that track actually plays on the on your PS4 if you have that theme set up. So it's really cool. But we couldn't play that one. So from The Frozen Wilds, we played Out from Thunder, which is a really cool moment from that DLC. But it's an awesome freaking track. Very, very... It gets your blood going.
Yes. It's
awesome.
It's really good. It's really good. And as I said before we broke off to listen to the music is, I mean, you beat us hands down, because anything with Horizon Zero Dawn is just a masterpiece in its own. It's an amazing track and it's an amazing game. And thanks for picking that.
Looking forward to playing through the new game when it comes out on PlayStation 5 as well. But yeah, A. Danielson 23, first of all, thank you for leaving a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts.
We appreciate it so much.
Everyone should be out there doing that. Exactly.
And especially just giving us an idea and tracks and everything. Like, that's the stuff that we look for so that we can make sure we're giving you content you like.
Yeah.
So
may not be a full episode, but I'll definitely put you.
We'll try to do something for you guys, because we do read it and we see it and we appreciate it. And especially when it's amazing track like this.
Exactly.
I mean, amazing. Thank you.
Exactly. And normally, for that block of music, it's usually three different listener picks. So if you're listening out there and you've yet to submit something for an upcoming monthly mash, please do so. BGmania@leveldowngames.com.
Submit.
We'll make sure
music.
It gets into a future episode. Jessica, we're going to kick to a block of music from you here in just a few moments. But before we get to the actual block of music, because you're picking from three different, for this particular block, I guess it's two visual novels. And I really wouldn't count Corpse Party as
everything
a visual novel.
Everything that I'm picking this for this radio hour is a visual novel. Everything
I don't know
that I
count Corpse Party as a visual
this
novel.
This one in particular, though, is a visual novel.
Okay.
Remember, this is the party.
The Sweet Sachiko's birthday party or whatever?
Sweet Sachiko's birthday party is a visual novel. It is not a typical Corpse Party game. So I did pick four visual novels.
Yeah, so we got three coming up in this block of music here, and then you'll be closing out with one as well when we get to that. So do you want to talk about it before we listen to it or after?
I'm going to do both.
Okay.
So I purposely picked visual novels because on October 6th, I'm going to be releasing my very first podcast and one that I'm doing as solo-ly. It's going to be called Romance Me Up. I'm going to be talking about new, old, and recent visual novels and kind of just, chatting with you guys, sitting back, getting to talk to you guys because, I mean, we just need more Jessica. Like, that's just a reality. So.
Well, I don't know.
So that's what I'm doing for you. So I kind of wanted to take this chance to, kind of play you different visual novels and give you an idea as to why I have such a love for them. And I try to pick songs that were a little bit more tuned with the season because now we are in October once you were listening to this. So I try to pick songs from visual novels that are a little bit more, like I said, going to give you a nice little spooky vibe. So I hope you guys enjoy it and I will talk to you when you get back.
You are listening to Strength of the Heart from Corpse Party, Sweet Sachiko's Hysteric Birthday Bash. Released April 10th, 2019. Composed by Mao Hamamoto.
Everybody, it's Kyle from The Media Files. And if you don't know what The Media Files is, what are you even doing? The Media Files is a pop culture review to help you get through those boring water cooler conversations. Every episode, a special guest and I will be talking about something happening in pop culture, whether it's movies, television, music, books, sports, video games, you name it, we'll talk about it. Subscribe to The Media Files on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you there.
You're listening to Torment from Amnesia Memories, released August 25th, 2015, composed by Teratani Tomomi.
Thank you.
You are listening to Love Transcends from Norn 9, released November 3rd, 2015, composed by Kevin Penkin. What are you doing? That's not
until later. I don't know. It kind of got a little Christmassy, but...
What?
I was trying to be like, ha, 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 ha. Like, I don't know. It's creepy like...
For what?
Because I played, like, Halloween-ish kind of music. I was trying to get in the...
Oh.
In the zone of spookiness.
Okay. Well.
It's not turning out as good as I thought it'd be. I'm sorry.
Is that how you're going to continue for your tracks?
Yeah. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed the tracks that I picked. So again, I picked those songs and games to kind of give you a little spooky vibe while also promoting my future podcast. Again, please listen and give me feedback. So for the second track, again, it's probably the saddest one out of the ones that I've picked. But I wanted to keep it in because... I don't know, it was just really good. And I was like, it kind of has like a sad vibe, which Brian enjoys sad vibe music. And then it kind of, again, gave you that Halloween-ish feeling. It's a very good game. Probably not the strongest out of the most visual novels, but, you know, that guy's character in its own kind of helps pump everything up.
And you're talking about Amnesia Memories.
Amnesia Memories. Yes, I am talking about it. So thanks, babe. Now let's kind of like zoom into the songs that, you know, the other ones. So for Norn 9, that was probably one of my most favorite visual novels that I played. You know, song wise, it's a great track. You know, just the whole game in general, even with the music. But to me, the strongest out of all three is definitely Corpse Party. Because it has its own sound. Like Corpse Party is just spooky. Eerie. I mean, who would want to go to a school where, like, kids are trying to kill you? Like, that just doesn't seem appealing to me. But I really liked it. I mean, what are your thoughts on those, since you're kind of an outside perspective on visual novels?
We did an entire episode on Corpse Party last October.
It was amazing.
And, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun to do, and it showcased the, you know, dichotomy of music that actually exists within the franchise. But... visual novels do have
very generic sounds to me.
Well, I wouldn't say generic sounds, but they have a certain sound to them, and they borrow a lot of instrumentation and elements from each other. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a bad thing, but a lot of times it's hard to know. Like, for you, it's probably easy, but for someone else, it's like, I have no idea which visual novel is what when you're like talking about each one. Like, I would never know one from another.
See, and I'm the opposite because that's just how I am. But I think it's because I play visual novels, and I mean, because I play them, I just know where the tracks are. But it is very true. The thing with visual novels is they're not very heavy when it comes to music, unless, like, except for certain scenes. So usually for visual novels, you'll get very generic music throughout everything because you're just reading. So it's not trying to take too much focus away from your actual story that you're trying to portray and read and everything like that. But they usually come out with anywhere from 2 to 3 tracks that just blow your freaking mind. Like, because they're just so good and they're so deep. And typically it's in the beginning and then it's always at the end when you get just the tracks that just blow your mind and just really like just tug at your heartstrings or make you happy. And I really enjoy that. And that's why, you know, in my podcast that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be playing you guys 3 of my favorite tracks from that game that I'm going to be talking about. Because again, there's always some really good tracks and I want you guys to listen to all of them.
Yeah. So if you're interested in hearing more from, you know,
me,
well, specifically more from you and more from video game music in general.
And just kind of branch out and hear about different, you know, genres of games that you don't typically play.
Yeah, no, of course. But for those that are interested in just the music, there is still a reason to tune in to your new podcast, which is debuting on October 6th. That is a Tuesday. Hopefully we'll be up at, you know, same time as all our other shows. I mean, I guess that varies now, but typically it's 5 a.m. on the day that they're supposed to post. If it is, and it should be available since it's the debut podcast.
Life's just crazy right now.
It is, of course, but check it out. It'll be available everywhere, at least hopefully after a couple days. It'll probably take a little bit to get it populating. But Romance Me Up, the name of the podcast, where Jessica will be talking about one individual visual novel per episode. Might split it up into multiple episodes depending on how long they are.
Like, for example, this one coming up is going to be split into 2 episodes because I didn't realize how in-depth the game was. And I'm not going to put up an episode unless I have 100%. All the guys.
Of course. So
that's why at this point I'm like, there's no way. I have to sleep and eat and go to work. I can't do this. So it is going to be split up in 2, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. And I can't wait if you guys decide to tune in and come check out the podcast.
But before you get out of here, we are going to take a listen to, we actually, again, always listen to the ending music when you're still on the episode with me.
You guys are going to be excited.
But after you get out of here, we're going to kick to a block of music that is from some recent stuff that we're working on for review over at leveldowngames.com. We got a track coming up from Kendagawa Jet Girls, a track coming up from 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, and a track coming up from Tell Me Why. All 3 of these tracks definitely have something different about them. The one from Kendagawa Jet Girls, it's titled Borderline Girls. It's a very J-pop, Japanese-style sounding thing, but this game comes from Xseed, and it's technically based on the girls from Senran Kagura, which, you know, already in itself is, you know, it receives some flack for, you know, their over-exaggeration of female breasts, I guess, is the best way to put it.
They leave nothing to the imagination.
But this game stars the girls from that series. But it is a really good jet ski racing game. You know, it's not, you know, not nearly as good as like Wave Race or anything, but it's definitely good.
It's very catchy too.
The track from 13 Sentinels, I haven't actually had a chance to sit down and play that game yet. I'm really looking forward to it though. It's a track that was used a lot in the trailers. I do like it a lot.
Just from hearing it though, I'm very eager, and I kind of now want to play this game.
Of course, yeah.
And I have nothing, like, I don't even know what it's about, but just from hearing the song, I'm like, this actually is pretty intriguing to me.
And then Tell Me Why is a game that I recently finished. It's from the creative minds over at Don't Nod Entertainment, you know, the guys behind Life is Strange. So it's a similar game to that, titled Broken Bond. Really a sad type track, but it also has sort of like a spooky undertone to it as well, which I thought would kind of make sense leading out into your last track, which comes from another visual novel called Seduce Me. And it's titled Demons, which is a great way to end the show since it's October 1st.
Right. And that's why I picked it. Well, plus Seduce Me is a very good visual novel. If you are younger, though, I don't recommend it because, you know, the name, and obviously we all know what it's going to lead to.
Anyway, Jessica, you are about to get out of here. We're going to close out this show. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Monthly Mash. You'll be back at the end of October for another Monthly Mash. But I'm sure you'll be back in the interim as well because you fill in on a lot of episodes now.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that today was not my strongest day. I'm very tired, so I do apologize. But I promise my next showing will be amazing, or like my next time that I'm on here.
So we'll get you out of here, and then I'll be back to close the show out after this next block of tracks.
Bye, guys.
You you're listening to Borderline Girls from Kandagawa Jet Girls, released August 25th, 2020, composed by Hijie Driver, featuring Yu Sasihara and Misei Oi on vocals. You're listening to Insolence from 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, released September 22nd, 2020, composed by Yoshimi Kudo. are listening to Broken Bond from Tell Me Why, released August 27th, 2020, composed by Ryan Lott. That is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by leveldowngames.com. Don't forget to submit tracks, ideas, and requests, like we mentioned earlier, for future episodes to BG Mania at leveldowngames.com. Regardless of the podcast service you're listening through, be sure to show your support by leaving a rating and a review, especially if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. We'd also be grateful if you could drop on over to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/leveldowngames and subscribe to us there. And if you haven't already, while you're at it, hit up twitch.tv/leveldowngames and click that follow button. Stalking us on social media is perfectly acceptable. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook would be the place to do so. Check that description box for the appropriate links. And in that description box, you will find a link to our Discord server. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Demons from Seduce Me, released February 12th, 2015, composed by Christopher Escalante. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.